This is Ian Newton Simplicit in association with Ben's Collectors Records and Guildford Dragon News. I'm here with manager Carl Taylor after Guildford drew at home 1-1 against local rival Shearwater. It was a wild, tense game. It was a very good game probably for the neutral, but you might have been a little bit nervous going into the last minute, but we got at least the point that we definitely deserved out of the game, I felt.
Depends which side you look at. Obviously, if you're in their changing room, they'll feel they deserve to win. They put a lot of effort in, and all credit to them. They're a hard side to play against. And it's a local derby, and obviously they beat us, 2-3 weeks ago? So obviously a nice chance for them to do a double, but from our perspective, obviously the second half was a lot stronger, and probably say that we controlled the high majority of it. So to get a late goal, which we've had a few of them against us this season, so that shows we're progressing just to get a result. So, you know, overall first half wasn't great, we pointed that out, but in the end, you know, if we don't play great and we get a result, shows we're making progress actually. So all right, yeah, fine.
They get the goal, which was a bit fortunate, deflected own goal, we're not sure, but we did restrict them to not many goal scoring chances.
I think they had more shots at our goal than anyone else has for the whole season, no matter who it's been. We're a little bit all over the place, not quite sure why. We've investigated that, and obviously I wasn't happy with that, but generally once we controlled it, yeah, they didn't really have a shot after that. No,
that's another game without defeat. I know it's probably not the 3 points you did want, but another game undefeated.
Yeah, well, you know, I've heard that Cobham, who I rate highly, were 1-0 down until the last minute or two today with Balham, so you know, you can't write anyone off in the league. 3 games without defeat for us progressing is quite a big thing, believe it or not, because we've lost games obviously through the season where we played really well and didn't deserve to lose them, and we have. So at least the progress is that, you know, the next week and the next week and the next week, that we are building a squad that can keep competing. Change a few things around today, so yeah, look, you know, on to the next one, which will be still another tough one at Spelthorne. Regardless, they're fighting for their lives, so make no mistake, don't want anyone thinking, oh, we're going to Spelthorne, we're just going to go and win. It won't be like that. So yeah, let's just see what happens this week training.
I feel bad saying this year, if we get a win at Spelthorne, I think we'll be all over the moon, because we've got such a bad record there, unfortunately, before you came in.
Well, you know, my record against you was not great. They've tended to turn me over at Banstead, and obviously we lost the earlier game in the season, so I'd like to think that we're turning that round. So we'll see what we'll spell for. You know, we had a draw here that got a late equaliser with. I'd like to think if we get it right next week, then we'll win the game, but we'll see.
Thanks for your thoughts and Happy New Year.
Thanks very much, Ian.